Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shine in the dark that you just might be the one.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you and let me down. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around.
We have a connection.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
What I call daytime actor dog, Carly's word. Hi, you guys. This is Carly. It's been a crazy week in soap, let's to say the least. Am I going to say Jason Morgan was a piece? No. I'm going to be in my denial. Because, come on, Jason Morgan really died? Really? Really? No. Nope. But I'm not on Sam's side, people. Okay, so you get me for an hour and a half tonight. Aren't you guys lucky? Because you should feel lucky. So, how is everyone's week going? I bet everyone is, getting really, sick of every kind of rain they are having. So, I'm getting sick of. If you want to join us in the chat room, you can. Call the show line 1-347-857-8721 and I will bring you on the air. Because I'm a very nice person that way. We are going to my co-host for the evening. Hey, Kale.
Hey.
You did not put your one up. You didn't, you know, you're there to be punished for, but don't worry. Like, I would never punish you. That would be bad. Okay. And 208, you on there? Welcome.
Hey, Carly, it's Dom.
Oh, hi, Dom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I feel really special that you're calling into my show. You never call into my show.
Well, I apologize for that. I should do that more often. Reason I got on to, I'm going to get on tonight is just basically, I don't really, it's, you know, to be perfectly honest, I really don't have a lot to vent about, to be perfectly honest with you. Yes, Steve Burton's gone, but the way Jason was written out was kind of like, you know, he got kicked into the water, but it's like he didn't actually, he's going to come back, is what I'm trying to say. He's going to come back. I really actually, believe it or not, I've been enjoying GH a lot lately, except, of course, for Sam. I do fast forward through her scenes, but other than that, it's been a good show.
Dom, this for bad, this for because Daytime After Dog, you know, other show in the universe, hates Sam as much as I do. I want a bit off our screen. I want to die. I have my top 10 reasons why Sam Morgan needs to die tonight. Believe it or not, I've been working on that. You know, you guys should just be thankful. You know, of course. You know, I could have done my other top 10, but I would have probably got hate mail in the morning. So, and let me let Kathy on too. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, guys. How are ya?
All right.
So, Dom, so you really don't have anything to vent about?
No, I mean, we knew Steve Burton was leaving and everything. If there was something that kind of threw me off guard a little bit, Liz, the way she dealt with that whole DNA test thing. People were saying out of character, out of character, out of character, and I kind of have to admit, it not so much, I mean, she's capable of it, but we wouldn't expect her to do it, so if there was something that I would kind of want to, you know, complain about, it's like, did they really have to have her do it? Why can't they have somebody else do it? Why couldn't, the problem I have is that Elizabeth lately, I can't say lately, it's been the case for years, always seems to be the designated punching bag in regards to whatever the major angles and storylines are. Doesn't matter whether it was with Lucky, with Jason, whatever. She always seemed, 9 times out of 10, to wind up getting the short end of the stick. And it's like, if they're going to, all due respect to Becky Herbst, Becky is Becky. She is awesome. She is great. But I'm just thinking, if the character's going to be treated like dirt every single storyline, then why is Becky still there?
Because Becky's great, and what they give her is, you know, if they gave her, you know, something, whatever they give her, she can do.
True. She does tend to take the crappiest stuff and make it seem halfway.
You know, and you know what? I mean,
I get what you're saying about Becky. I mean, she's got a job to do, so she's going to do it to her fullest. But unlike you, I have plenty to rant about, and they spent 6 months building up this storyline and going in a certain direction, and then all of a sudden, because SBI, I'll call him SBI, as for Steve Burton Incorporated, decided to leave, all of a sudden they had to go do a total 360. Doesn't make any sense. And to add to that, they didn't need to make Liz look like a fool just for that lame-ass couple yet again, because that's exactly what they did.
I do tend to agree with that. Yeah, I have no fault with Steve Ferdinand leaving. You know, if he wants.
Wait. Okay, how can you not fault the doctor?
Wait. Let him finish his sentence, and maybe we'll find out. Let him finish, and then we can.
Okay.
I have no fault with him leaving, as far as if he makes the choice to want to spend more time with his family. I respect that. But the timing of it, as far as being in the middle of this big thing, kind of makes me step back and go, okay, either he's just so focused on going, he doesn't care about the story, or. But bottom line, a man got shit timing in leaving, is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. And see, that's where I'm at. I mean, of course, he can do whatever he wants. It's his life. But the show was on life support, and he decides now to leave?
Yeah, he does. Jason is a polarizing character, but a popular character, too, obviously. And so him leaving, regardless of who he's paired up with, he does wind up taking a chunk of the fan base with him.
Well, yeah, and it's not even just about who he's paired with. It's Carly, it's Spinelli, it's Sonny. He's a quartermain. He's got legs and arms into everything. For 22 years, the show has been built around him. He stayed in the role for 4 years when he supposedly didn't know his own character, and now he decides to leave. Now, granted, I know it was time for him, but a couple of more months. I mean, really, just to steady the ground.
Yeah, I think they should have at least wrapped up this storyline and. And I know Carly's going to rake me across the coals for saying this, but let me make my point here. They should have at least had the storyline resolved, and at least had Jay Sam in some sort of thing to where we would be, where the fans, hear me out, will be lured into the false sense of security, thinking everything's going to be fine. Jason's just going to be whatever, and then have him get shot in the gut, not suddenly like this.
Well, wait a moment. You know what? Those fans don't need a false security, whatever. Those fans have been getting whatever the fuck they wanted for 12 years.
Let's put the fans aside for a minute. My issue is if he wasn't gonna go with Liz, they should have had him go off alone because after all that is an option. They should have wrapped up this baby storyline, and then if he had stayed a little longer, maybe his exit would have been about him. There's a novel concept. Why couldn't his exit just be about him? Why did it have to be for the last 4 weeks rammed up her ass?
Yeah.
He should have went off alone. If you don't want to choose one fan base or the other, that's fine. But, I came late to the party that Calavati have catered to that fan base the entire time. And I didn't think it at first, but now I totally believe it because, hey, 1 and 1 is 2 in my math book. But the bottom line is, if you can't make one fan base happy or another, let them go off alone.
Yep, and you know what?
That would have made perfect sense. It should have been that way.
Yeah, and you know what, Bose? It's funny. Those people have had, you know, 8 years of getting what they want. It was 4 years for us. You know what? False security, my ass. You know what should have happened? Let me tell you. Jason and Liz have at least had a couple more scenes together. Put in a fucking scene for Spinelli. I mean, I'm not happy with that at all. I won't ever be happy. You know, you don't have to be up Sam Morgan's ass for the last 2 weeks. Because where was his last scene with Michael? Where was his last scene with Spinelli? Where was his last scene decking Zonnie for what he did to Carly? Where was this? No, it had to be around Sam, Kelly Monaco's ass. I'm sick of it. And I am sick of, that fan base thinking, oh, they got seated. You know what? No. They didn't get seated.
Well,
they did not get
not
seated
that,
at all.
It's not even about whether who got cheated. They wrote things in those last couple of scenes that they took the character and the couple of Sam and Jason out of character. Number one, he calls her beautiful. Number two, he slept on the couch. He didn't look like for the last 2 months that he was walking around, didn't know which way was up. Now all of a sudden he gets her back and he's going to say he slept on the couch? Bullshit. They wrote them sickening and sweet. That wasn't even who they were as a couple. So I don't even know who the hell's writing this shit.
I couldn't even imagine when he said beautiful. I couldn't even imagine him saying that to her because he's never said that to her.
Yeah, it was like, to me, it was like, okay, let's go get a bucket because that, you know, that is just not something Jason would want to, Jason would say to, oh,
to Lizzie,
I think I know who this is, Alisa?
Hello.
Hey, Alisa.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Alisa.
What's
Hello.
Up, Kathy?
How you doing?
I'm all right. How's everybody else doing?
Good. I'm glad you called in. I'm really glad that you called in, Alisa. I'm very happy with you. You won't be muted.
can I just jump in and just, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to just jump in something here. In my defense about this whole thing, I've enjoyed the rest of GH so much that I just skipped through the J-Sam scenes. So
I'm
sorry. Don't do
that. That's what fast forward is for, because that's what I did. It's a wonderful invention.
If I don't know, but if I pissed anybody off, I didn't mean to do that. It's
No.
Just like I said, other than J-Sam, I've enjoyed the rest of GH. I really have. I found it to be, you know, pretty compelling stuff. You know, not, you know, other than the J-Sam shit, so...
Me too. I agree with you. I've enjoyed it too. I think the show's been great, except for them.
And now with Steve Burton gone and everything, it's, you know, I can still fast forward those Sam scenes. I just focus on the rest of the show.
Hey, that's what I've done. That's what I've done for 9 years, so it's no different to me.
But see, that's the whole thing about it. With all the J Sam crap that's over now. You really, I mean, unless you just have an intense hatred for Sam, which I do, you can just, you know, fast forward her parts and, you know, just watch the rest of GH. So, I mean, it's like, we can't say that GH is as bad as it was 9 months ago. I mean, that.
Yeah.
You know, we can't say that.
It's just, it's just not true.
Right. I mean, you had Ethan getting a hard on for a painting. So it's like, we've come far from that.
I love that.
Thank you very much, you know? So, I can appreciate that. Am I upset about Liaison? Sure I am. I mean, they're my number one couple. I didn't get them, but that doesn't mean I won't get them. Because as far as I'm concerned, Steve Burton is he's too much of an egomaniac to not come back.
Yep.
Too much. Go ahead.
And you know, Alisa, you know what? And you know what? I'm like, now that the black cloud is gone and he's dead and we get past all this, I just caught up today, Alisa. I just caught up with everything that I missed. Those scenes with Monica and Tracy and Monica and Michael were awesome.
Yes.
Yep.
The thing is,
now that he's gone and Sean Kanan is about to burst on the scene, I can only hope that we can go forward and just put the nonsense behind us. And just maybe, I've said this in the past, so pardon me for all these people who have already said it. Now that Steve Burton is gone, just maybe the higher-ups won't feel necessary to shove her up his ass. They can't shove up her up somebody's ass that's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, first of all, there have been plenty of rumors that say she's all ready to leave, but she's going to be on more. And that's fine. You know why that's fine? Because it's going to tank. When you put somebody like Kelly Monaco, who has absolutely no talent, on for 20 minutes out of 45 or however long they are without commercials, it's only going to showcase what we've already known. She has no talent. She can't act. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. And having her be the lead, since they're not going to go with Laura Wright, okay, good. So let's just see how bad she can get.
But I pretty much know
that she can get worse.
But actually, I'm holding out. How do we know what they're going to do, though? I'm just going to hold out hope and just say maybe they're not forced. Now that he's gone and they're not forced to pair her up with him, maybe they're going to actually do something that they should have done many moons ago and just backburn her just a little bit.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, do we really want to, I mean, it's not even an interesting storyline, you know, a woman and a baby and that's it. You know, no one wants to see that. And no one wants to see her with the little so-called kid that she should have never had. And, you know, she doesn't know how to act or be a mother or even hold the damn kid. So for that, it's like...
Let me interrupt you for 1 minute, Carly. Because I've seen people complain about, well, you know, she's not even grieving. Well, I think that RC and SB, they did that on purpose, because if you have her grieving, she can't act, so she's not going to pull that off. So why not have her, like, you know, wearing tight-ass scuba diving gear and all that stuff? Because that's pretty much where she's at. Having her play the grieving widow, she can't do it. So
not only that, she's not grieving because at this moment she's in denial. She's still like the good ship lollipop. Did you see how ignorant she was to Diane, to her own mother? I wanted to smack her.
I know.
It's not even surprising. This is the same woman who was playing carpet tag with Rick, her mother's husband.
Yeah, that's true.
That isn't surprising.
I know, nothing should surprise me from this idiot.
No, absolutely not. But I can tell you one thing that I do want to see. I do want to see AJ and Elizabeth have some type of friendship.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going there yet. I got to see where he's at before I'm going to go there.
I can't go there yet.
I will tell you, Monica didn't look very surprised when he walked through those doors.
No.
Yeah.
I think Mommy Dearest knew this.
Yep.
He thinks that AJ, Monica's been holding on to this for seven years now, right? AJ was written off.
Yeah, and you know what? So that doesn't make her, you know, I'm sorry, if she knew this whole time, blah, 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 that he was alive and kicking, I'm sorry, I don't have any sympathy for her.
Well, if she did, it was only because she needed to keep him safe so somebody didn't kill him.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think it would come out. That's what she was doing.
But I'm hoping to God that he's got some dirt on Mrs. Morgan.
Yeah, me too.
That would be interesting.
I'm not the biggest AJ fan, so yeah, AJ, please have dirt on your so-called sister.
I like AJ, and I'm all for him getting right in Sonny and Curly's ass. I sure am. I'm in full support of that.
I have to kind of confess, that is more than anything else, because obviously I didn't see AJ.
Oh, well,
I do think, more than anything else, I do think that the one thing I personally am looking forward to with AJ's return is scenes with him and Michael, because the character of Michael, you know, I mean, yeah, regardless of what you think of him as a character, he's interesting to me because he's Corinthos by name, and yet he's Spencer and Quartermain by blood. So you have like three families represented in one character, and I think it would be interesting for me personally to see, you know, Sean Kanan and Chad Duell have the scenes together because, you know, obviously those two never actually acted together. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
I have to agree with that.
Because as I told Carrie on the phone with Kathy too, I really want to see AJ and Michael because he was deprived of being a father to Michael, and it's not like Sonny has done such an A-OK job. It's like he's done a wonderful job. He got raped. He went to jail. He got shot.
Oh.
So why not? Why not?
Let me get this straight.
So if AJ raped them, he will be perfect and not...
I didn't say he would be perfect, but he wouldn't have got shot. That wouldn't have happened. So you have to take that.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I mean, he would have not got shot, but maybe he would have... You know, done the same mistake his father did with the drinking in the car.
I'll say one thing.
Well, no.
With, I'll say one thing with Kylie and Sonny as parents. Michael did grow up to be a good kid. He really grew up to be a good kid.
Thank you.
Well, that's because Jason was there and his nanny, Leticia. You're giving them way too much credit, Kathy.
No, actually, we are not giving Sonny or Kobe too much credit on this.
I think they were good parents.
Well, I mean, we could go round and round about good parents, bad parents. They made mistakes, but the bottom line is Jason was the buffer. Jason's kept all their lives sane, Sonny, Kylie, and Michael included. But there is one fact. AJ was deprived of being a father, and even Jason himself, in later years, agreed that it was the wrong thing to do.
Thank you.
No,
thank
nobody
you.
Has the right...
He
might have been a fuck-up, but you know what? That, you know, it's no different than if someone keeps Jason's... Everybody has the right to be a parent to who they were parents to.
Right.
Now that he's an
thank
adult...
You.
What's done was done. You can't go back. But I am interested.
Well,
to
Well, you know what? All I gotta say, if AJ has, if AJ had Jake like I think he does, then he will. To me, he can go fuck himself.
Well,
if he did what Jake, no. You know, I'm sorry.
If AJ has Jake, then I can understand the method to his madness because he was kept away from his son. That was his son. You can say whatever you want about Jason and Sonny and Curly, but AJ would have done half the crap he did if Kat had joint custody with Curly. If she wanted to run after Jason and be the bitch of the town, she
okay, you know what, God.
I mean,
I love it. I love it. Carly gets always out to be a bad mother, whatever. But God forbid, if AJ had Jake for the time, for me, the kids should be hung in the street dead, as far as I'm concerned.
If AJ had Jake from my perspective, even though I know why he did it, I won't cut him any slack for it. I understand why he did it. It's called revenge.
Right.
But, and I'm not.
Okay, so if there was anyone else that had Jake, everyone would be all over him.
If AJ
will be excused because of the whole revenge with Sonny and Carly. Okay.
No. Like Carrie is saying, it would be an explanation, not an excuse. Now, I wouldn't be able to excuse him for that either, but I would understand why he did it. Sure, I would. You'd have no other choice but to understand that. Because no matter how you feel about Jason, it wasn't his kid. It wasn't his right to stick his nose in something that had nothing to do with him. Because let's play devil's advocate. What if AJ had did that to Jason? Take his kid and have somebody else raise it. He'd want to cut his balls off. So, no.
Okay, you know what? Carly could never go up the quartermain alone. No. The quartermain will file her truth and nail for Michael. So, what she did, I'm sorry, I can see why she did what she did.
She didn't have to fight tooth and nail for Michael. She didn't have to do any of that. All she had to do was share joint custody.
No, it's not.
You know why it's not? Because she was trying to use Michael to get with Jason, to be with Jason, to have a white picket fence with him. And since that didn't work and Jason wasn't in love with her, so why not go and marry AJ? Why not get the money and the power? She didn't get it through
the quartermain.
She got it.
The quartermains would have taken him away from Kylie. They would have made
a
way to take that baby away from Kylie.
And it might have kept him from getting shot.
But wait a minute. What grounds would they have had back in the day to have that baby taken from
her? I'm sure they would have found something with Edward.
That's right.
It wouldn't
have mattered what grounds. They would have found a way.
I have no doubt they would have found a way, but unfortunately they didn't. So this is what Michael gets, and now he probably is going to want to be in the life again.
Oh, yeah, but wait a minute. But wait a minute. Okay. So, but it, all right. Let's. She didn't go into tug of war with AJ over her kid, but she going in one with Sonny over the years. So six and one, half dozen of the other. Neither here nor there. It's water under the bridge. I'm curious to see the dynamic between Sonny, Carly, AJ, and Michael. Now that he's old enough to make his own decisions, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen.
Right. Now Michael can have a chance to meet his father again, as he's in, as Michael's an adult now. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
I agree.
The bottom line is, all the adults in his life, including Jason, nobody was all 100% wrong, all 100% right. They've all fucked up on behalf of that kid, including Jason.
Lady, yep. I'm going to go ahead and take my leave. This has been a very riveting conversation. But bottom line for me is, I'm looking forward, not just to Chad Duhl and Sean Kanan, but Sean Kanan and Laura Wright. Because,
me too.
Because that
yeah.
is... Because, yeah, that is, you know... It may be the same characters, but different actors, you know, bring something different to the table when it comes
mm-hmm.
to their portrayals. So it's going to be interesting.
Well,
to see.
You know, Anne, I mean, I would rather have Sean Kanan back than Billy Warlock. So I was glad that they, you know.
Yeah, you know, again, it's the same character, you know, whatever, but we all have our favorites and all have you. So I'm going to take my leave. Thank you all for letting me on, and good night, all.
Good night, John.
Night. We better see some serious flashbacks to explain how he's walking and talking. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I can say, too. Because we all thought he was dead as a toenail. You know, when he was, you know, so, I mean...
I wonder who else is not so dead.
Alan.
Emily.
Well, but you know what? I just wish they would have done this story quicker. I wish if they were going to bring AJ back, I wish they would have brought AJ back months ago, too. I just because it would have really been interesting to see Jason and AJ, too. I mean, it's especially this, you know, how Sean Kanan.
I wish I saw them together, too. I wish Jason and AJ were on at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Now, Anne is going to be in for awakening with her husband. Boy, he's up to no good.
Husband?
Yeah.
Husband? Well, Ray husband?
Duke.
Yes, Duke is her husband.
No. You know, isn't there like a statute of limitations on that? Death, not being dead, but, you know, not...
No,
you know,
he's her husband.
No, because he didn't marry David.
Well, yeah, but that marriage wouldn't have been legal.
Carrie?
Any subsequent marriage wouldn't have been legal.
No, Duke's a husband.
I know that. I just don't like Duke Lavery, okay? Duke Lavery is my enemy number one of the week, okay? I hate him.
Me too.
I hate him. Oh, my God. Elisa hung up. Elisa?
No, she might have lost her signal.
Elisa?
I'm back.
Oh,
okay. I'm like... But no, I really just want Duke Lavery swimming with the fishes. Yeah.
I want him there too, Carly. I'm with you.
Well, I'm glad I'm glad he won't be running into that McDonald's toy while he's down there because she found that over there.
Oh, God.
That's so stupid. I just want everybody to know how stupid that is. Now, the current was strong enough to sweep out the body, but not the McDonald's toy.
And not the toy. Okay, yeah.
Must have been made real strong.
So that's so stupid. But
because Michael said something to Monica about, you know, he could be like a mile or two. I'm not sure. A mile or two. Like, he should be dead. You know, he'd fall and fall away from, you know, I mean.
Okay, Elisa, don't get mad at me, please. I'm cute. But what? I hate Duke Lavery. I want to see Duke Lavery swimming with the little fish as far as I'm concerned.
Why do you want him when Dante's sperm?
Okay. I didn't mean that kind of swimming with the vixen. I mean swimming in those vixens in the lake where he should be and where Sam McCall should be.
Well, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, they brought him back as long just to relieve my eyes from me having to see Anna and Luke. But to me, I always thought the Robert and Anna were end game, so I don't even know why they even bothered with it. I do know, but it's a waste of time.
Well, you know what? I do enjoy, now don't get mad at me, Luke and Anna. And, you know, but I think I'm having post-traumatic stress disorder from Days of Our Life that he put in on there. And so I hate him. Hate him, and then he comes over and he kicks Jason into the lake. Oh, am I going to forgive you for that? Hell no.
He was bad on Days of Our Lives. Like, he was a miserable character, like despicable, miserable, but he didn't shoot people. He was just made people's lives miserable. Now he's on here, and I think he's worse. He's killing people. He's awful. I hate him. I hate him. Okay, Callie?
Yes, we don't. I mean, Elisa,
well,
don't
you
hate.
Know what? I don't understand why they did all this, because I Duke was never that bad. So to me, they didn't do their history right. Even though he was kind of like Jason, the monster with the heart of gold. So I don't know why all of a sudden they're having him do all this bullshit.
But I guess being locked up in a Turkish prison may be a little due to you.
If he was there all that time, that's questionable.
Everything this guy has said has been questionable, people.
He was obviously working with Jerry Jacks, and
he wasn't
in a Turkish prison all this time.
So
something's going on with him.
Yeah, and so really, we really want to believe everything that's
The police commissioner has given all kinds of info about Jason's case, and it's like,
I know,
so,
I'm like,
so
oh, we have another call. Alva?
No, it's Candace.
Oh, hey, Candace, you,
wow.
You, your number usually comes up as I know your number.
Oh. Well,
yes,
you should have known the number.
No, he came up private.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I feel special.
Oh,
I feel special.
And we have another call. 760, you on the air?
Hi, Samantha.
Hey, about time.
Hey, Samantha.
Hey.
Sam? Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
When I say this, I'm just teasing you. So don't take Harley seriously. But don't keep Kathy up late, even though she called you, because I was going to call her, and I thought it was too late, and I had no one to talk to, so that sucked for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey!
Let me get out my violin.
Hey, I'm just saying that I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm glad you called in. And okay, well, my top 10 list isn't completed, but I got like 4 good reasons how Sam McCall should die in a bloody death and violent and redness.
So this is your Halloween episode now?
No! It has nothing to do with my Halloween episode. It has nothing to do with my Halloween. Oh no, has to do with my hatred for Sam McCall. Has nothing to do with Halloween. Has to do with this bitch needs to die in a general hospital. Isn't gonna do it. Well, I'm gonna help them and send this a distant over and say, okay, send you guys can all write a good death scene, people. Well, I have four ways of killing Sam McCall off, and they are bloodily, and they are bad, and they are everything. Who wants to hear it?
Go ahead, Callie.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Is my number two, four reasons how I think Sam McCall is to die. Okay. Number four, there should be, once he gets off the pent elevator at the penthouse, once he gets off, but then she thinks, oh my God, I forgot something because, you know, she doesn't have a brain left in her brain. And so she opens the elevator door and the shaft is gone. The elevator thingy is gone. She gets on it not knowing that the shaft thingy is done. Thing. And she jumps on there thinking she's safe, and she goes all the way down, and they find your body all jumbled up, all bloody, all unrecognizable, and the only thing that they can find is her underwear.
Wow.
I have no words.
Yeah. You should have just sued in a
bad
acid if you
were going to
do all that shit.
Well, okay. So, you guys like that one? Okay.
That was really something, Callie.
Thank you, Kathy.
Wow.
Okay, number three,
wow.
People.
Well, since,
number
since
three.
When did we become David Letterman's top 10 reasons?
Then I decided it's my show, and I decided that I need to into my David Letterman top four list. Well, and it will be, if I could come up with 10 bloodily things that would not make people lose their lunch, believe me, people, you will put all 10. So just be happy that you're hearing four. Okay, now, okay, imagine this. She's at the docks, and she thinks it's safe, but there's a boat. She goes on the boat, and she thinks, well, this boat is safe, but no. Jason found out what she has done for all these years with Jake. Everything, his brain comes back. So she's on the boat reading Us Weekly because that's the only thing her pee-wee brain can read. And she's reading this, having the time of her life, reading about, you know, her real life Kelly Monaco. As she's reading this, the boat blows up to submarines all over the dock. The boat is all over the dock, and they find her body, but it's not all there. It's decapitated. And the only thing they find is a sock. Hey, I've been working on this all day. Thank you. Okay, so My number three. Well, this is really bad.
No, you did four. You did three. Now you're on two.
One. Thank you.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, my number two is very, very, very bad because Sam McCall will finally get what's coming to from the women episodes. I call it the best day of Elizabeth and Carly's life. They've discovered everything this woman has done. And somehow Elizabeth has a gun in her purse. And who and Carly team up, but Carly said that they cannot use the gun because it might be traceable. Well, they take her to the back alley. And Carly starts beating the crap out of her. But, you know, Elizabeth gets in the way to save Carly from Sam, which is very nice of her. But Sam has a knife, and they don't know about it. Well, people remember Elizabeth still has the gun. So she says, what should we do? What should we do? So Elizabeth fires not one, not two, but 10 times because the bitch cannot die. And it's all bloody and all bloody. And then Carly's like, oh, my God, we just murdered you. What should we do? But they don't want to make the fight. They don't want to find Pierre. They don't want people to know it's who. So they smashed in her face with a pizza thingy. And they keep hitting her and hitting her. And then they have to call Jason and Sonny because they have to get rid of the body. And Jason and Sonny come. And they go, okay, go to this. Sam, Jason is not heartbroken. Jason is nothing. So they decide, well, they cannot dispose of the body quite yet. So they put her in the freezer in Kelly's for a day. When they finally get her out of it, she's frozen up, and they throw her in the lake.
Chili, they had some chili that day. We had some chili for dinner.
See? So anyone want to hear my number one?
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah, everyone, okay, anyone, no one, okay, no one's stomach is upset or anything, right?
Well, not
ever,
so easy.
Ever, I mean, have you ever considered professional help?
Why? This was my fun for the week. Would you rather have me think about this and then go shopping and spend money?
No, go shopping and spend money.
Okay, wait.
Okay,
let me
drink
a Pepto-Bismol.
Okay.
Pass it over, please.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Callie, is this one gross?
Oh, yeah.
Is it short?
Okay, I'm walking away from the phone.
Oh, yeah. I think that's good for now.
Oh, boy.
Fine, I will leave my number one for next week, then.
Oh, good.
But,
oh, gosh.
What?
Cliffhanger Friday?
I think I'll be away next
week. Why? I care about people's stomachs, okay? I'm a nice person.
Oh,
even
go
though.
Ahead.
Well,
go,
should we just
ahead.
Get it
go
over
ahead.
With now?
Just get it over with. Come on, just come on.
Yeah, go ahead. Do number one.
Okay. Okay, so Jason and Carly and Sunny and Liz are on this plane, and they are going back to Post House to get Sam arrested for Jake's kidnapping / death / everything else he's ever done. Except there's one problem. Well, the plane starts having problems, and don't worry, you guys. The girls are fine, the boys are fine. Sam, well, isn't. She thought, oh, let me get my skiving deal. Screw on my skiving deal for I can just jump off this plane and live. Well, as she was getting off the plane, though, her face and her arms and legs gets caught in the airplane spinner.
Oh, jeez, my golly.
And at first, you know, the boys are like, should we help? And Liz and Carly are like, nah, then this will be out there and spin. And she's spinning and spinning and spinning.
You
spin
me around, round.
Yes. And her body is, you know, her face is in her face because her face is getting peeled off by the spinner. And then she lets go of the plane. She lets go of the plane and she drops 25,000 feet to the ground.
they find mail, and all they can find is a sale of what they thought was Sam Morgan by this one piece of Hulu Black Hill.
Wait a minute. So they don't find the
little
cold left.
No, because a raccoon,
Alicia,
and mice.
Don't
engage,
Alicia.
I didn't want to tell that before because I didn't want people to throw up, but the animals came and ate it, and that's why there was only one piece of her hair left for DNA. Thank you. Good night, people. Aren't I funny? Thank you. So if anyone wants, if anyone wants me to work on another top four list of Sam Morgan and where her body to go and all that, DM me, text me, call me, let me know. And I'm here for you people. Yes. Delayed. Wait, it's okay. Sabrina decides to relive. Sabrina decides to. She wants to do the most Nurses Ball as a tribute to Robin. Hey, I think the Nurses Ball should never last. So, you know, I'm excited to see the Nurses Ball again.
So am I.
Yes. And I have wrote a list out. Yes, I did, people. Who I think should be making duets together and who should be singing. And if anyone wants me to tell my list, let me know. Because I think it would make a great ensemble, and I think it would be really good with who I want teamed up for duets. Now, if people want me to tell you, I will let you know. But if people don't want me to tell you, I won't. Because one of the duets, you guys are going to find hilarious. Okay, I will tell you. I think it would be a great Nurses Ball duet if they had a duet with Luke and Sunny.
I love Luke and Sunny.
We have never seen Sunny on the Nurses Ball stage.
I don't think they'll be confused for Hall and Oates.
I can't see Sunny. I saw him sing once when I went to see him in person. He sang a couple of lines from a song, but I can't see him singing on GH.
Hey. Alicia dropped off again. Alicia, call back. We lost Alicia again, people. First, let's bring back Lucy. I think they are going to bring Lucy back. The $1,000 question, people, are they going to bring Catherine back? Wait.
Catherine? Why her?
Yeah, because she's with Days of Lives.
Well, no, because I loved it when her and Lucy really did that song together on the Nurses Ball. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But she's on Days. I don't think, they're letting Wally Kurth cross over, so maybe.
Well, yeah, but I think that just for Edward.
Yeah, that's for John. Since John was on Days of Lives.
I
think Catherine died, but I could be wrong. But it was so long ago that, you know, you cannot always keep track of who lives or dies on these shows, people.
I think she's dead.
Oh. Well, then bring back Lucy, people. But I'm glad they are bringing her back. You know, I'm glad they are bringing it back. I think that is really cool. Karen, you're quiet for Carrie.
Oh, I'm just recovering.
She's recovering from the murders you just committed. Are you talked about?
Yeah, okay, it's not like people I dim, okay? I think they would be great murders to do. Yeah, I really think, you know one thing I'm going to be happy when the Lexan is over, this one little thing, I will be happy about not hearing about political ads ever again.
I said that to Carrie tonight. I'm getting tired of it myself.
You know, I'm glad it only comes every 4 years. Wasteful governor and all that is heating up. And so every 5 minutes, I swear you guys, there's another ad. And I'm like, okay, people, are you done, please?
Yep.
Yeah, it's bad here. It's bad.
Yeah, but, just have Obama win, and then everyone will be happy.
Not everybody, but most of your friends. Well, if these people are a couple of your friends anyway.
Yeah, our radio friends.
Well, I mean, I just think have him win. Don't make us wait weeks on weeks for this election. That's all I'm asking.
And please, those of you in Florida, don't screw this one up again, please.
I know.
Yes.
And not to offend anybody, but oh my God, I hope it doesn't come down to that again.
Oh my God, do we have Florida calls? Oh my God, because,
That's why I said don't get offended, but God, do it right.
Well, yeah. But that night is going to be a late night. It was nice in the election before. We knew who our president was, by 8 o'clock West Coast time. So that was nice before, but I just hope Romney get like 5 votes and it's done and it's the date's over. And
now, unfortunately, this is going to come down to the wire.
Yeah.
Every time I look at him, I'm just saying this, and then I will get off my political thing. Every time I look at him, people, there's something off about him. It's just like he's creepy looking. And we don't need Mitt Romney running the country because he's creepy looking.
Hopefully we won't have to look at it for 4 years. Oh.
I feel sorry for the people in Massachusetts. And now that had to probably look at him for, 8 years?
No, we didn't see him much. He was never in the state.
Really? Bad governor. So any other soap to talk about? Any other soap that people want to yell about? Or does anyone want to?
Well, I would say Bold and Beautiful is doing a wonderful job of Stephanie's exit. Every day they're showing a different person she's close to, and she's giving them a letter, and she's sharing moments with them. She gave enough notice so they can play the story out really nice. I'm liking that. That's a show that I'm not having a problem with right now. I'm having a problem with every other show, but that one I'm not, because they're doing it beautifully. Really, they are.
Well, I loved when Stephanie and Eric found out that there was no hope or whatever. I think McCook, has done a really good job, because he just, this is probably not easy for him to say goodbye to his screen partner that's been there since the beginning.
Mom, I'm sure it's difficult for all of them.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just, I'm enjoying B&B too.
What a novel concept. Somebody's exit being about that person, you don't say.
I know. What a concept. And
it's about Stephanie. It's about Stephanie. And she's having time to share moments with the person, you know, share moments with these people in her life. I think it's a great story. It compared to Jason, it has no comparison to Jason's. I mean, she gave them enough time, they can write a story that's good. I don't know, right now.
Yeah, but I mean, she did say, how long do you need, which is, like, really good, that's fine, you know, I mean, because, you know, I mean, I will miss her, but I'm glad she had the balls enough to write a beautiful exit out.
Today was Katie's exit, I guess.
Elisa, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you didn't press one, but, and we lost Candace. People. Elisa, do you watch Burden the Beautiful?
I haven't been watching it lately, but I know what's going on. I'm so sorry that Susan Flannery is leaving. I don't know what Burden the Beautiful, what's gonna, you know, what's left for them. It's just like they won't end the triangle from hell. Liam, Steffi, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Wait. I thought they were ending. But, I mean, I thought they had, it figured out with, I thought they put Liam, you know, with Hope, and I thought they were leaving it alone.
No, he was last I saw he was making love to Steffi, but I guess he's still thinking about the other one.
No, I'm sorry.
It's over with Hope. He's with Steffi.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, you know what? I love, don't get me wrong, but I'm in love with Liam and Steffi. I feel in love with them. So I didn't want to, but I find them really good together, and they so they should just, you know, leave it alone.
I have a problem about the way it was done. That what's his name, Othello, whatever it is, the guy that lied to Hope and said that Steffi and Liam were making out in the club that night. So you have a problem with that?
Right. Because,
yeah, but you know, but technically, Brooke fucked with Steffi and Liam's marriage long before anybody ever effed with Hope. Brooke put her 2 cents into it months ago when she should have left him alone.
Yeah.
See, I didn't see that. I just saw this.
Well, she did.
But I had a problem with him lying. I liked Liam and Steffi together, but I wanted it to be because no obstacles were there. And that was an obstacle because they lied to Hope. I didn't think that was right, so I still have a problem with that.
Right.
I mean, to tell you the truth, if I was Steffi, I'd tell him to go screw.
Right.
Yeah.
But Brooke is the one that started this mess months ago when she didn't respect Liam and Steffi's marriage. But then again, why should she? She never respected Caitlin Ringes, so why would she respect the daughter?
Right. And exactly what's going to deal with Rick. Now, I would love for him to be dead forever, but I don't know.
I don't know. They may recast, but I don't know if they even know. I mean, they hinted at it. Bill Bell kind of hinted at it in an interview, but I don't know if they've made a decision one way or another.
Yeah, but I think
it's going to be funny that he's not coming home for his mother's funeral or spending any days with her.
But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I read something. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he comes back for a minute for that.
I wouldn't mean to hide either.
But you know what they really need to do? They need to bring Macy back.
Oh, you ain't kidding. Thorn and Macy need
well,
to be
wait, okay, I got a stupid question. I got, because I wasn't watching, you know. I mean, I watched it, and then, you know, I left, you know, but then I came back. Okay, is Macy alive, or did she die again? That's what I'm confused about.
She died again, didn't she?
She died again.
She died again, yeah, because that's how we got close to Darla, which I thought was stupid, but whatever.
Oh, okay. No, that's what I wasn't so sure about, because I remember Bobby Hicks coming back, and I'm like, oh,
those scenes in Italy when she came back from the dead the other time were some of the best I'd ever seen.
Yeah,
oh,
me
yeah,
too.
The lighthouse scene. Oh, boy, those were great. And he was so much emotion with those scenes. And I'm
okay. Am I right, you guys? Now my memory is dogging, but is this someone else I'm thinking of? Did Taylor hit Macy?
She hit Darla.
Okay. Well, I wasn't a big fan of Darla, to be honest. I'm like, okay.
I wasn't a big fan of Darla until she screwed Thorn. Then I didn't care for her anymore. So.
I mean, that's my thing. Now that Ridge is out of the way, Thorn needs to take his rightful place in that family and that family business.
Yep.
Thank you.
They treat him like he's they got to dust him out from the frickin', they put him in the basement like he's hired help.
Well, that was a very sad scene with Stephanie and Thorn. I thought out of all the goodbyes she had, I thought that the saddest one was Thorn. It was really sad, and he was crying like a baby. Good acting by Windsor?
Windsor Harmon.
Yeah.
Good acting. He was really sad. It was, you know, because you got to see it. You got to watch it. It was real.
Ron Moss, I mean, he was always a hair model. I mean, I've never seen him do any really hardcore acting. I mean, he was just like this Ken doll that didn't move very much. So I was
I'm with you, Alicia. I agree.
I love Windsor. I think Windsor is one of those guys who is the most, what's the word I'm looking for?
Emotive. How about that?
Yeah.
That's what Windsor is. Because I don't know, did anybody remember seeing that scene with Thorn when they weren't going to give him the promotion or make him the lead
doing?
And he started to just tear up the studio and everything, and that's when he decided to make his own line, and he was stealing their fashions from them. Anybody remember that?
Yep. That was not that long ago. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that was good. Now, I was impressed with him. When I saw that, I was like, wow, why isn't he in the front, in the lead? But,
well, and that's
you know,
it. I mean, he's next in line. Never mind Rick. I mean, Rick is Eric's son, but let's face it, Eric and Stephanie built that business. So, therefore, it should be Thorn, Kristen, Felicia. Then we get to Brooke's kids.
Right.
Right.
Because that's what the show is. People want to see the Forresters.
And not only that, he built that company with her money, her family's money, I believe.
I think we have Candace back.
Yeah.
What happened
to you? Hi, Candace.
Hey, Candace.
I was on Twitter, and I didn't realize that I hung up because I was reading Victoria Raul's tweets. And that's a soap opera in its own self.
Why?
She is dishing, ranting, venting everything about Young and the Restless, about the actors, about behind the scenes.
What is she saying?
She's pretty much saying, like, the different actors and kind of diss Heather Tom by saying that she wasn't that great.
Thank you. I agree.
By talking about Michelle Stafford and that whole, you know, alleged incident where Michelle spit on her, Peter Bergman, saying that Sharon Case brings the best out of Joshua Murrow.
I agree with that.
saying that William Bell is turning in his grave, that the one that plays Lily is ungrateful. Yeah, is ungrateful. Well, of course, we all know that story, that history, that I'm always going to call him Little Richie, so y'all know who I'm talking about, though. that he's like her son, you know, talented, you know, can see good things, that Trish Cass is primetime bound. So she's pretty much talking about both sides, you know, saying that for a show that is big in the African-American community, you know, they treat them like crap. But at the same time, she wanted to come back on the show. So my question is, why vent on Twitter? Why not do an exclusive interview with TV Guy or something, or come on Daytime After Dark?
And that, okay, see, forget TV Guy, Victoria, come on here.
Boom, look at that.
Well, I've always respected Victoria Rowell as far as how outspoken she was, because she told the truth about as far as souls and diversity, and it is deplorable. And if you want to call it racist, you can call it racist. Because, I mean, look at General Hospital. We only had, in the last 20, how many black characters have we had? They went away. Either they have some type of issue. It's just a big stereotype.
Lisa, you're right. Because, you know.
I mean, and then they have no gay and lesbian characters. They had Lucas on there. That was in shambles. So it's like, you know, when you watch the soaps, it's like watching Leave It to Beaver some shit. They want to be back in the
50s. I mean,
there's nothing progressive that's been going on with soaps. And
you know, and I hope you don't.
Days of Our Lives was more progressive, I think.
No, I mean, I'm enjoying the Real and Sunny storyline on Days. I am.
So much.
Because they have made it into a real, you know, real good storyline.
It's funny because Guiding Light and As the World Turns have done the gay lesbian thing from years ago on their same network.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
They did.
No, all I was going to say is, for me, the Sunny and Will thing has been so good for me a lot. And I'm not putting AMC down when I say this, but Days of Our Life for me has made me glued to my seat with Sunny and Will. They didn't do that with Bianca and all who, you know. And because to me, I thought it was totally written, and I mean,
they're doing a good job at Sunny and Will.
But for you to bring that up is good, because it just made me think about Olivia and Natalia from Guiding Light. Because, I mean, their spike in popularity was huge. I mean, I had never the only couple that I've ever seen people be that haywire over is Jason and Liz. I mean, it was huge.
Who's Jason and Liz that you talk about? I haven't heard of them before.
Oh, yeah. I was crying like here and there because it was on at the same time in General Hospital. But I've seen clips of, I've heard you were talking about it, and I thought it was a good storyline, but I was never happy with the way AMC portrayed Bianca with all who. You know, the only one that I might have been happy with was Bianca and Maggie, but with all the other ones, I was like, okay, this is not interesting me.
I liked her with Tamara Braun.
Oh, yeah, that was good, but then they had to ruin that.
In my book, too. You're right, Lisa, but with the Sunny and Will, I thought this is a very interesting storyline, not only because it's like a good, first way to do it, but you have a Kiriakis and you have a Brady. And for that in itself, I think, wow, this is a really good storyline to go through.
I've seen them, and they do have chemistry. it's kind of like how Luke and Noah were on
yes.
As the World Turns. It's good. And that's what, see, General Hospital needs something. They need something that people are going to talk about. Right now, General Hospital hasn't had any water cooler moments, per se, other than Jason and Elizabeth. Nobody is really making a fuss about this. And they need something to make a fuss about.
Yeah,
but they need something. Mm-hmm. You know, other
they
than
need
little
Lucas
cooler.
And Mort.
Oh, yeah.
They tried.
Oh, yeah,
They tried the gay storyline for like a half a minute with Bobby's son. Half
but
a minute.
But that's the thing. Well, with
but
some of these soaps, is they try for half a moment and then it's gone. Let us see, you know, write a good story and see what happens.
But see, the reason why it didn't work with GH was because, okay, Bob Goose and Franz, well, they were running it then. Bob Goose, he's like alpha male, women
yeah.
on the bottom, men on the top,
right.
if you look
right.
at how he wrote. So it would have never worked. It would have never worked. So, but Ron and Frank, they can do it. Because One Life to Live, if you watch that show, a lot of
yep.
diversity, gay and lesbian characters, it was very... It was very integrated. You saw people.
Well, Ron should be able to write a gay storyline.
I wish they did end their gay storyline on there with
Yeah, what the hell was his name?
Yeah.
What, Kyle?
Kyle
was
Fish.
Yep, Fish.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. You know, but I think... You
well,
know,
they ended up with the baby, didn't they? Kyle and the
yes,
baby.
Yeah, they did.
Stacey. Yep, with Stacey.
Oh,
and
God,
Gigi got
custody. Right. She was one of the worst characters ever. Oh. I had never seen anything worse than Stacey. Oh, excuse me. Kelly Monaco.
Oh, yeah.
But I had never seen anything worse. That's just awful.
Alisa, can you please come back every week? Because you and Carrie together with my funniest, we should just the three of us to just go on the road.
No,
well,
we're
calling
laugh.
Ourselves the three amigos. Yeah, Alisa.
Yeah.
But mind you. But mind you, if you start to talk about Carly, she's going to take your microphone away, so watch out.
Hey! I remember that comment, people. But I probably would.
Pays for horses. That's what was told today at work. The kids say, Miss Candace, hay is for horses. I'm like, thank you.
Okay. You know, Candace, we have missed you, too. And we hope you haven't fainted or anything lately. And if you have and you kept it from me, that's not good either.
Well, I mean, I do have news.
Oh, my God, you're pregnant? Nice.
No.
That's good, Candace.
No. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was about to slip. No, you guys get to keep, like, have me around for every single Friday until next year because I have nothing planned.
Yay!
Oh, no.
Like the rest of us.
Oh, and Kathy, thanks a lot. That makes it really bad. I do have, like, a poll I'm doing. So, okay.
Wait a minute. You're doing a poll. Leave that up to Kelly Monaco, please.
Carrie, no. I was just saying, okay, I'm doing a scientific poll. It doesn't mean anything, but do we want a daytime after dark? So the day after Thanksgiving, I know it's a month away, but I'm just... making sure all my little listeners will be here.
Yes.
Yep.
I'll be drunk, okay. But I'll be here.
I won't be here. I'll be in Texas.
Wait, why are you going to Texas?
My ex is going to Texas.
Wait, who's going to Texas?
I'm going to Texas.
Oh,
can I come?
You're going to go make good on that promise to you, what you're going to do to your sister?
What are you going to do to your sister?
I'm going to kill her.
She can't say it. This is a recorded program. She can't say it.
Okay, Lisa.
Is it legal?
No. No, not
are
no.
Are you?
No,
who is it? You're going to be on that new Lifetime series, huh? My life is a Lifetime movie.
put it this way, it'd be like more like American Justice, or what's the Inside Court? What's that one? Not American Justice, where they show inside
America
the
court.
Jails.
With America
yeah.
Court?
Yes.
America Court. Oh, God. No.
Okay. My sister's Jay Sam fan. So I'm probably going to be taking some tarp and a shovel and a baseball bat.
Can I come and help?
Any violence?
Get Kylie excited now. Can she come?
She'll be an accomplice.
I'm okay with that.
Does this look like something that's going to bother?
Yeah, really.
She's excited.
Ask Kathy made my week. Really, she called me up and she goes, there was a slap on DH today. I'm like,
wait a minute, they don't have phones in Texas? Candace called from the hospital for crying out loud, and you can't call from Texas?
Yeah!
I'm going to be on the train.
Don't they have cell service on a train?
Hello? You're on the air with us.
It's me. I got kicked off.
Candace.
Why is everybody using Kansas' hospital?
Wait, Candace.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I heard a statement saying I called from the hospital. But haven't I also called from my bus when I was coming from New York to Baltimore?
Yes.
Boom.
Mike, wait, Candace, will you be around for Thanksgiving because I'm having a Friday night show, or will you not be around?
I said I would be drunk on the show, so yeah, I'll be here.
Well, I mean, you know, I thought you might go to your family, though, you know, your grandfather's aunt.
That's why she's going to be drunk.
Thank you.
anybody that deals with their family has to be drunk, don't you get it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
By the way,
Kathy already knows this because, you know, Kathy is a very nice human being. But okay, so I went again last week. Okay, you guys, all I got to say is, you know what, I need to kill her. Okay, so we went by my old house, and I'm saying, you guys, that the tree that we always swing on is, like, gone. The house is, like, this little thing. Like, the barn is gone, the garage is gone, and it looked awful. But what made me really happy was my neighbor's house that had, like, the most beautiful house on the block. Now it looks like white trash. So that made, like, my whole day. I mean, not seeing my house was sad, but seeing the neighborhood go in the toilet made Holly happy.
Are you
no, I did.
Honey Boo Boo. The house isn't from Honey Boo Boo, is it?
Oh,
well, no, but it probably looked like it. I did take pictures. But, you know, at that point, I was upset about the house, so I wasn't thinking. But, I think, Thanksgiving, so on that Friday night, people need to bring wine. After dealing with our families all day Thursday, and after dealing with our boyfriend, Billy, we need to bring wine.
Okay.
I think that's what we need to do. Bring wine.
So who's up for drinking daytime after dark? So who's all up for?
I am always.
But you can, wait, can you call from Texas when you're in Texas killing your sister?
Well, if I'm going to be killing my sister, then I'm not going to be making any phone calls, am I?
Yeah, she might get the phone journey. We wouldn't want that.
Well, okay, but Candace, just remember.
Well,
Alicia,
I just have one question. Do you have an ex that you can bury her with? Does she have an ex, I should say, that she can get buried with?
Oh, God. Alicia, if you need me to delete the episode, let me know. By the way, how can you be related to a Zaytan fan? If I had a Zaytan fan, brother, sister, I would murder them by now. They would be gone.
Because when I found out she was leaving town at the time, so I didn't have enough time. Okay? But when she was saying all this, and then she's a Curly fan too, and I really want to kill her.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Alicia, you just lost your accomplice.
Callie, don't get involved in that. She's a Callie fan. Don't get involved.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
You just lost your accomplice.
I don't need an accomplice, okay? I can kill it myself. It's perfect.
Yeah, but we didn't want you to go there for, like, many, many years. We love you.
Just that laugh.
Well, we love you up until the Carly thing, and then you lost me.
Yeah, she hates Liz.
Okay, see, the psycho bitch, okay? Anyone that hates Liz really needs, you know, help. I know it's your sister, blah, 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 but, oh, and we lost Candace again, people.
Oh, no.
But, no, I'm serious. You know what, you know, if you're a Facebook friend with her, I think this needs to be deleted, so we all can,
either that, or we live in Massachusetts, we all got to move here and marry one another, spousal privilege.
Yeah.
Carrie. I take you to be my wife, my lawful wedded wife.
Alicia, then we'll get divorced and we can be buried together.
Wait, so you guys are around the marry each other than me? I'm nice.
But you can have Callie. Kathy can have you.
Yeah, you can marry me.
Oh, I love it. I'm so down to my highest bidder.
This is what you call it. This is what you call an arranged marriage. I just arranged it.
That's right. At our wedding, they'll play Ebony and Ivory.
That's right. Live together in perfect disharmony.
So does that mean that we need to put Silo and Alba together then because they are gone? And
maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Carrie, where's Alba?
Working. Some of us have to work for a living.
Oh, brother. It's no way I can marry Shiloh. Shiloh lives in Arizona. They have big-ass cockroaches out there.
That's right.
They have more than that, Alicia. My girlfriend lives there. She tells me about these creatures. I go crazy. These creatures, javelinas, what do you call bobcats?
Jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Oh, no.
They have all kinds of things.
Just do me a favor, Alicia. If you have an extra phone charger, bring it, and I can turn it into wheels.
Oh, my God, Gary. Carrie, you are just...
So I wonder who else... Anyway, to get back to GH, I wonder who else they're going to bring up from the dead.
Well, and you guys, we have 23 minutes before We all, what's the word I'm looking for?
Off air,
because I thought about having us for 2.5 hours tonight, but I knew some people's phone might not last 2 hours.
Who's
good
phone?
Good point.
My charger. Hello, youth.
American Express it. Hurry up before Romney gets in office, because then we don't know what we have.
Okay,
our
you know what?
Might be tapped.
Oh my God, Kathy! If our phones are tapped, I'm screwed with a capital S, so don't say that.
Wait a minute, who would be tapping your phone? Mittens? Oh, please.
No,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe Kelly Monaco's bodyguards, because they know how much I have it out for her.
Alicia, I'm getting very nervous.
I know. Because it's kind of, I'm worried about Colorado, and I'm worried about Virginia.
But Washington, New Hampshire, too,
we have to worry about now.
But Washington looks really good for Obama, right?
Right. Washington is
okay.
Blue. It's not changing.
Well, I think Oregon is, too.
Yeah, Oregon is fine. All of the Pacific Northwest is fine. California.
Okay, do not think I'm dumb, people, okay? But, okay, when they say Pacific Northwest, I don't think that means California, but I was somewhere where California is Obama country.
It is. But you, when they say Pacific Northwest, they're talking about Washington, you know, Oregon, those states. They're not really talking about...
Oh, yeah, I think Idaho.
Right, and I think Idaho, but I'm not sure.
But no, because Obama said something about on the Tonight Show, CK, I just don't want slow a minute, I want say too.
I taped it, I didn't say it.
Something about if you live in Idaho, Iowa, one of those two, we will give you big cursey balls if you vote for us or something.
Yeah. What did you say, Carrie?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Carly. I'm sorry.
No, Samantha, wait. Samantha's still here, right?
Who's giving out Hershey bars?
Obama.
Oh.
Oh, thank you, Una, for saying I had a good show. Why did Una leave us? I like Una. Una's nice.
Do I need to dress up in a funny costume to get this Hershey bar?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm with you. I am kind of worried because there are some not so bright people out there. I don't know. You know, to me, Mittens, he's just an embarrassment. I mean, even McCain was better than this. This is ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd rather see John McCain as president than Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I think McCain's problem was who he chose for a running mate.
Exactly.
Right.
I think Palin was not the running mate. I'm not saying Obama
well,
would
still,
not.
He still wouldn't have won, I don't think.
Right.
Well,
he
I mean, but I do know some people that turned them off because, he, you know, God forbid, would you want that running the country?
Right. Because, I mean, Sarah Palin was a fucking idiot. I mean, that's just the way that is. But to have, I mean, I'm just saying as far as respect, he still wasn't disrespectful. Mitt Romney is completely fucking disrespectful. He's an elitist asshole. But at least John McCain
John McCain served his country. I didn't agree with the course he wanted to take it on, but he wasn't completely disrespectful. He had respect for Obama, but they just disagreed. But no.
And the times that I've heard them, I just don't think they have a fucking clue in plain English of what they're talking about and what they want to do.
No.
Hey, Carrie, do you know if Samantha had the 760 area code, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Sam?
Yeah?
Okay. Well, no. You dropped off, and you never pressed 1, and so that's why I asked, you know, Carrie. I'm like, but
yeah,
no,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. No. No, but I think Obama, I mean, maybe I'm sounding too confident, but I'm hoping.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, don't want to risk offend any Floridians, but please vote. Don't screw it up like the last time, please.
Yeah.
No more hanging chads.
I just hope that, and then too, the media, they want to say, oh, you know, Romney is leading in some of these swing states, and I don't necessarily believe that.
I don't either.
But, you know, you never know. So I just hope, the only thing you can do is say a hope, vote, and, you know, say a prayer, and just hope that he does get a second term.
I don't think we're going to know till the very end. I don't think they have any idea. No one knows. There's undecided voters out there who still don't know today who they're going to vote for. So there's no way these polls
are right. I don't think this will go for like a month. I don't. I think we might know later that night.
Oh, no. We'll know that night.
We'll know that night, but in other words,
okay.
in past years, we had a clear indication, but this is...
Kathy, what I was saying, I thought you were saying it was going to be like last time when... Not last time when the time before, when we didn't know for like a whole month.
Oh, you mean when they wanted to do that? Was it with Gore when they wanted the recount?
The recount,
with Gore. Was it Gore? Yeah, well, the funny thing about that, people were... I got myself a concussion on election night, and people were asking me who was the new president. And honestly, I don't know if it was because of the concussion, but I was so confused.
I said Gore.
Well,
I said Gore, but
that's because he was.
Right.
It was Gore, but someone stole it from him.
Yeah.
Right.
He won.
Yep.
But, you know, the Supreme Court, they screwed that up, didn't they?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, especially with the elderly population down there, I don't know how any elderly person feels confident in voting for someone who wants to take the Medicare away from them and give them replace it with a voucher.
Yeah.
When they get that voucher, they'd be sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about the soccer moms, well, they're abandoning Obama. Why? They're saying the women are, in general, leaving Obama, and I'm like, why?
I don't even think that's true. I heard he was ahead with the women.
No, Romney is.
Yeah. Right.
Romney's ahead with women. Can you believe that?
What?
No,
I can't even believe it.
Who's saying this? Because that just doesn't even make sense.
That's what it says in the polls. That's what the polls say.
See, that's why I don't believe some of these polls.
I can't believe that one. I mean, they say Romney's ahead with women. How could women be with him? How can a woman vote for him? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And especially now with all this, the forcible rape shit that they've been saying, the Republicans have been saying, and God, if you get pregnant, that's what God wants if it results from rape. Like, what the fuck?
Well, first of all, I have a problem with the term forcible rape simply because I've never seen a rape that wasn't forcible. I never knew there was a polite rape.
Exactly.
I mean,
No, I can't understand a woman voting for Romney. I don't get it.
I mean, the thing with the, you know,
I can see some of them if they share the beliefs, but I mean, to say he's leading,
yeah.
The
whole abortion issue, you know, and I don't know.
You can be against abortion, and you can be against abortion, and that's fine. That's okay. But there's other things about women's health that Romney doesn't care about.
No, he doesn't get it, though.
You know what? Even Bush didn't go after Planned Parenthood. You know, there's this myth that Planned Parenthood, the only thing they do is abortions.
And that's not true.
That's not true.
They screen for breast cancer. They do all sorts of things that help poor women get access to health care. It's not about abortion.
That's one aspect of it,
but he's choosing to not recognize all the other things like you're saying.
That's what makes me mad about him. It makes me irate. And his wife, she makes me even madder.
Oh, I can't stand her. I can't stand her.
Oh, but she shops at Costco, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What?
She goes there every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Where does she go every day?
Oh, yeah. She was on Rachel Ray telling everybody how she shops at Costco.
Well, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know what? If I had all that money, I'd be shopping at Costco.
Right.
Well, you're going to shop at Costco when it's just you and Mitch and no kids, really? No, I'm just being awful right now.
They're millionaires. They don't go to Costco. She hasn't cooked a meal in her life. I don't believe she has. Some morning show she was on, she burnt the food she was cooking.
Oh, I know. Good Morning America, by the
way. Was it Good Morning America?
Yep.
Oh, Lord. But first of all, who the fuck gave her the permission to cook on TV, knowing she can't cook? See, it's stupid shit like that kills me about morning TV.
Speaking of that, I wonder, now, a couple of weeks ago, I had read that Kathy Ireland was going to be a contributor to Katie. I wonder if she's even been on yet. I don't watch it, so I wouldn't know, but my thing is, if Katie's so great, what do they need Kathy Ireland on there for?
Yeah.
Right. And then Katie, she really annoys me because this evening she had a special interview.
I'll be right back.
Did anybody see that?
No. What was it?
She was interviewing female country music stars from Nashville. She interviewed Leanne Rimes. What's her name? Taylor Swift, Miranda Lambert. And Reba McEntire, somebody else. But yeah, and I'm like,
I didn't see the show.
You know, usually Robin Roberts does it, and I think because Robin Roberts was out. But the funny thing that gets me about Katie doing this ABC quote unquote special, for here she's not ABC, she's NBC. So that just makes me laugh.
Well, she used to be, you know, I guess NBC before she decided.
No, I mean,
she's on Carly's NBC affiliate. Most of the people get her on ABC, but for some reason, Carly gets her on NBC.
Yeah, we don't get Katie because our ABC affiliate did one of the best too.
They're smart.
Well, that's interesting. Oh, and can I ask, has anybody seen Young and the Restless?
Me, I have.
You have? Have they put that bitch Sharon in the loony bin?
She burnt down the ranch.
Oh, God, I was going to have a rant about that tonight. Damn it, I forgot.
My poor Sharon. They killed my Sharon.
I think they're going to make her good. I think. I see that coming, but she burned down the ranch. There is no ranch.
Well, they did it because she's not a psychotic arsonist, for Christ's sakes. I mean, that show...
You know,
talk about decimating a character. They did her worse than G.H. did Liz.
Well, she was drunk, and she was hearing voices in her head, and she was hearing Victor and Nikki and Nick and all of them saying things to her, and she got really upset. She started throwing things in the ranch. She took liquor, threw it across the curtains, lit the curtains on fire.
Yeah, it was bad.
Nice.
It was bad. It was really, really bad. But Adam, who I'm so happy with Chelsea, I like them together, now he's spoiling his whole marriage to Chelsea by trying to save Sharon.
Oh, Lord.
So
Adam I guess they're going to go back to that.
Adam came to her rescue, saw the burning building, took her out, got her out of there, keeping her safe. He's lying to his wife where he was.
Yeah,
he just,
I know. He's...
And they just lost a baby. It was so sad. No, I'm a little pissed.
Yeah, me too.
And guess who's going to wind up being pregnant probably? They have sex. She gets pregnant with Adam's kid. Watch.
Oh, God.
Mark my words.
Oh, God, don't do that.
No, please don't do that to me. No. No. No,
I'm
I couldn't take...
You.
No, I couldn't take that. No,
come
I couldn't
on.
Take that. He hasn't given any... You know, he hasn't given her any kind of... You know, he's not kissing her. He's not doing anything like that. He's hugging
not
her.
Yet.
But she's
not
asleep.
Yet.
She
not
keeps
yet,
saying... You know what she says, Alicia? She keeps saying, hold me. Don't let go. Hold me. I'm like, ugh.
And there it begins. There it begins. Damsel in distress.
They've made her a fool for every freaking Newman man. They've trashed her for every Newman man.
You know what? I have never seen, other than Brooke Logan, a family tree fucker like her. I have never seen it. I mean, she practically went through the whole family.
Yep.
Alicia, Victor lost his company to Jack.
Yeah, it was bad.
Gone.
Why are you laughing?
Because he's good. He's got a little sometimes. That's what makes things interesting.
It's true. I mean, I love Victor Newman, but they can't win all the time.
Well,
right.
I know, but I feel sad for him.
Well, right now, I mean, Victor's... The way he's thinking, Victor lost his company, Victor lost his home, but right now, even though he wants his kids to fight for the business, he gave it to them to fight for, he's actually happy with Nikki. He said, we have each other, whatever, but he kind of wants his kids to fight for the company.
Don't blink, it'll be over.
Victoria wants to fight, and Nicholas said, no, I'm done, I'm out. I'm not fighting. I'm done. And Victor's not happy with that.
Well, you know, hey, Nick has always been an asshole anyway, so what's the big deal? Let Victoria, if she wants to fight for it, let her. And maybe Adam. But forget it.
See, the problem with Adam is that he'll cut the legs out from underneath Victoria.
You know, I like Nick. I really like Nick. I do.
I do,
the more
too.
The more I see him, the more things he does. He's level-headed. He's the only one with
him.
He's the only one with any sense of values. He's the only one with any brain. I mean, I really like Nick, and actually, I like him with Avery. That's my favorite couple right now.
There's something about her that aggravates me. I don't know what it is.
I love Avery.
I don't know. Avery is too much. I don't know. She came more wrong. If she hadn't started fucking sister's husband, maybe I would have given her some play. But, you know, you just come on wrong. It's like, give me a break.
And I just don't think she's that good of an actress. Is Billy still on, or did he already leave?
Billy's still there.
Is he leaving now?
Supposedly, but he's still there.
I hope not.
He's working for Jack at Newman, but that's because Victoria made him. She wants him to spy on his brother.
Ooh, interesting.
You know, that's interesting, but they should leave Billy and Victoria alone because they're just too good of a couple. Just leave them alone.
He's leaving now, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out.
I don't even want to think about him leaving.
none of the wrestlers is going through a crisis right now. I don't know what the hell is wrong.
No, at least I've been in a bad mood for like a week because I knew, we all knew that SBUI was leaving. And then, you know, we knew Peter Wacko.
Tuesday.
Okay. Can I finish? Kathy! Okay, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I have time for Peter Wacko, blah, blah, blah. I looked at it and I'm like, fucking shit. No, I haven't been.
Peter Wacko and Steve Bird and all these people, they should get together and have dinner. The selfish, self-active dinner. That's what they should do.
He's selfish, but I'll tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing about Days. I guarantee you Peter Wacko's exit's going to be of one of two things, him or him and his mother. I will enjoy his exit much more than I did SBI.
Well, he's saying his goodbyes now. He's saying his goodbyes now. He had today with Sammy. He was with Sammy. He's saying his goodbyes, but it's not. I think they could have given him more of a story when they had all that notice, unless he didn't give enough notice.
We knew since before June because they questioned Christian Alfonso with the Emmys.
We've known for 6 or 8 months Peter Wacko was leaving. So
it was just before the Emmys because Christian Alfonso said he might be staying.
No, it was well that is, but he did a magazine thing way back in April or May.
April, yeah.
About it too.
But bottom line is, I think that exit storyline is going to be much more tolerable than the one that we just witnessed on ABC.
Right, but how are they writing him out? Do we know yet?
Yes.
All we can give right now, I mean, it's going to have to do something with Caroline and taking her wherever.
She's going to California to get some treatment for Alzheimer's. Whether she has it, it's not clear, but they're pretty sure she has it. So there's a facility in California where she can get treatment. It's clinical trials, so she can go there. She can meet the requirements, and she's going to go there, and he's going to go with her. That's how he's going.
But what is so funny with this isn't in Peg McKay's exit storyline. Someone asked her, are you leaving Days? And she's like, not that I know of.
Yeah,
that's where he's going Tuesday.
But, Carrie, you got what I was saying, right?
Yeah, she's not leaving, so something is probably going to happen to him, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's going off with his mother, of course I don't want him to leave, but I can deal with that.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
And me too.
The fact that I don't want Stephanie to be gone, but they've handled that storyline classy and nice and good and make people cry. I mean,
well, they've given her the exit that somebody like Susan Flannery has earned.
Even Ridge and Brooke, whether you agree that they shouldn't be together or shouldn't be, whatever, the bottom line is they had them get married, they went off. I mean, it was kind of stupid how they broke up, but they gave them one last hurrah. They gave him one last wedding before Ron Moss took off.
Right. And it was nice.
You know, I agreed to disagree on, you know, I mean, in a way I was happy, you know, because I do like Riz and Book. But then to come back and to say their marriage wasn't even legal, blah, 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 was okay.
Exactly. Why did Riz and Book break up?
Because she lied to him. Because she lied to him about having contact with Deacon, and she promised him that there'd be no more lies, and in his mind, that was a lie. So he went to go see RJ.
It was over a text message.
But she was lying that she was
right.
Contacting Deacon. So he said, I can't deal with this or whatever, and he went to go see RJ.
And the lie was over a text message. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the lie was over Deacon because she didn't tell him that she swore never to lie again, and she did, of course, because that's all she did, you know. But anyway, neither here nor there. But the bottom line is the Brooke and Ridge fans got to see one last hurrah before he left.
Yeah, well, too.
He's got to come back, the Stephanie's thing. He's got to, I would think.
You know,
well, yeah, it's going to be very interesting, you know.
There's no way that Ron Moss can explain not coming back to send Susan Flannery off. That is just as deplorable, well, actually it's not as deplorable as Steve Burton not being able to come back for John Engle. I mean, it's
The difference is Ridge isn't dead. He's just off with RJ. Jason is presumed dead, and unless Steve's going to stay, you can't bring him back to life, quote, for a day, and then him be presumed dead again. The way they wrote it, they box themselves into a corner.
Yeah, with B&B, there's no death, there's no whatever, so, I mean.
He could conceivably come in for a day and then shoot out of town, where Jason's presumed dead, and if Steve would be willing to come in for a day, but if he's not going to commit, what are they going to do, resurrect him only to kill him again 4 minutes later?
Yeah, they can't do that.
Yeah, my distaste for Steve Burton is just clouding my reason. That's
all. I mean,
theoretically, he could hang out in the background and nobody see him, but.
But, I mean, you guys know what I mean. I mean, I'm just saying that we didn't know that he was going to pass away. I mean, Steve, nobody knew that. I mean, we knew he was sick, but I'm just angry.
It just gives more credence to why couldn't he stay another couple of months to get
it. You know what? And it's like, I said this, and Gary put me saying this. You know, there's a break between Thanksgiving and Christmas. He could have gone then.
Right.
Not to mention the crossover he could have had with Sean Kanan on his way out the door.
That would have been good.
Yeah,
I would have liked that.
That would have been really cool.
And possibly his daddy.
Yep.
And maybe his son, too.
Oh, well, I really thought they would bring... I have to believe, up until a month ago, I was so confident Jake was going to come back, but now I'd be lying if I told you if I believed any of it.
I still have hope that might happen.
You know... Ron and Frank, really, I mean, up until a month ago, I would have told you, but I have no idea what the hell they're doing. I'm not saying I'm giving up. I just couldn't tell. I have no idea where they're heading.
Yeah. And
but
you
I,
know what?
I'm going to tell you this. I do not believe, and I will never believe, that little Daniel is Sam's. I don't believe it.
I don't want to believe it.
Now, there's two sides to this coin. I just saw the ratings, and I can look at it from both perspectives. The 2 weeks ago, it was a 2.71. Then we lost 43,000. It went down to a 2.6. Well, last week, it went up to 2.7-something. We gained 110,000. On the Monday that the idiots were on the roof when they got the baby back was 2.9-something.
Say that, waiting again?
2.9, hold on a second, I'll tell you in a minute. It was 2.9, on the Monday that, you know, they were on the roof and they got the baby back, and they were all big and shit, was a 2.9-something. And then that Thursday when he said, oh, come home with me, blah, 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 was a 2.95. And then there was a 2.6 in there. And hold on, I got it right here. Let's see. Total viewers was 2.75. That's a plus 110,000. We were number one again in the 18-34, women 18-34. Day to day, on that Monday, it was a 2.2 rating with a 2.918 for viewers. Tuesday was 1.9 rating with a 2.61. Wednesday was a 2.0 with a 2.64. Thursday was a 2.1 with a 2.95, highest day of the week. And then the Friday was 2.77. Now, there's two schools of thought. Some will say it's because people tuned in to see Jason killed, which is probably true, but I know a lot of people tuned out, supposedly tuned out, that were pissed off. Well, we still gained 110,000, and like it or not, that was a J-Suck week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people might counter me and say, well, that's because people tuned in, you know, because Steve Burton was leaving, but on the same token, somebody can turn around and say, well, that was a J-Sam week, and guess what? It was.
But you know what? You can't even give J-Sam the credit, because when they were on every day months ago, from a year ago,
yeah, but see, the problem with that is, I fear 5 years ago we held the ratings, but like I've been saying for a while, do we know we hold the ratings like we once did?
No.
Well, you know what?
I was just looking at Longhead. It was making me
laugh. I would love to say that, but, I mean, of course, we'll see what happens going forward. But, I mean, last week was nothing but J-Sam, 24 friggin' sevens.
Well, I still won't give them the credit. Still won't give them.
Yeah, I mean,
because people want to see how, and then you don't forget, Carrie, a lot of liaison fans have been told, well, something critical is going to happen between them. People are still holding on thinking that.
Yeah, but actually, I don't think, to be honest, I don't think liaison fans even believe that anymore, because the people I see, they're not even watching anymore. And the bottom line is, whether they actually tuned out or not, they told Ron and Frank on Twitter they're not watching anymore, so Ron can turn around and say, hey, you people left and the ratings still went up.
I know how to do that for you.
Whether it's right or wrong, I mean, that's the problem when we pitch a fit and say we're boycotting. It's the same thing like the J-Sam fans boycotting, but the ratings still went up, and we can say, well, whether you did or not, you claim you did.
Right.
I mean,
no,
And the bottom line is, at this point, I don't even know if it even matters, J-Sam versus Liaison anymore, but all I'm saying is, in the week that they featured them, 24/7, granted, like I said, it is the week that Jason died, so I don't doubt that people tuned in for that. But on the other side, someone could come and say, well, it's still that's the song that they'll sing, it's a J-Sam week.
Well, I won't give anything, because if that was if Jay Sam brought up the ratings, they would have brought up the ratings on the month that they were on before.
Yeah, but see, like I said, like my theory is, we carried ratings 5 years ago, but in the last 5 years, let's say, if there are new viewers, and if you notice, the category we're number one in is the 18 to 34. That's a younger crowd, and it tends to be that most Jay Sam fans are a younger crowd.
Yeah, because, okay, not that I'm giving away any of our ages, because I'm not that cool, but we are not in the age group, none of us, right?
Well, yes,
well,
one of us is.
Well, I am.
Well, you are, oh my God, now I feel like, sorry, Alisa, I just thought you were.
But what I'm saying is, in the last 4 years, like I said, if people, quote, new come in the last 4 to 5 years, they're going to let you tend to like whatever's on what's being featured. I'm not saying we don't have the numbers anymore, but what if the gap got closed in the last, 5 years is a, you know.
Yeah. You know, but you know what, the way I look at it, we don't know. We are never really going to know, and...
And to be honest, I don't even care. To be honest, I'm past the point of what role. I am happy that the ratings are high, because ultimately, as pissed as I am, ultimately I want the show to succeed, because number one... And number two, without the show, we'll never get Liaison if there's no show.
Exactly. And you know what? It's like okay, you know, 3 weeks ago, I was saying to myself, okay, Steve, leave. Just leave. You're making me mad. When Jason is not on that screen, it's like, it's weird. For me anyway, not seeing him on every day, it's like, okay, he's on vacation.
Well, they just have to, bring some people back from the dead and pick up this momentum and let's go, because let's say you're right, Alicia, and it did come back. They did come back for Jason's exit. But I do think another thing that is going to bring viewers is Edward's memorial.
Exactly.
Oh, That's gonna put a lot.
But my argument is that they brought Duke back. They brought a lot of people back, and Jason and Sam are not responsible, because you have to look at it like this: a lot of people that were just Jason fans, and not even Jason and Liz fans, Jason and Sam fans, they watched to see him, you know, get shot or whatever, whatever was gonna happen. So they decided to tune in, the ratings go up, because we all know that Jason and Sam, they're not a ratings winner. They never have been. They never will be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They weren't 5 years ago. I just fear that's not the same anymore, because, like I said, 5 years, things can change. And I'm with you. I don't believe it, but on the same token, we can say it's not that, but they can come back and at us and use it against, you know, they can, we don't think it is, but they can justifiably say, hey, Jay Sam got back together, and look, it was a 2.9.
You know what, I know this is going to sound idiotic or stupid, whatever. You know what, Zach, I hate being out of that 18 to 34 group now. I hate that. I don't like it.
I'll be interested to see how it goes going forward and see if it drops off the cliff. I just hope no matter what, they need to backburner her because she sucks.
Oh, my God. Okay. Kathy, remind me that I have something to tell you tonight.
Okay.
I mean, ultimately, I want ABC to suffer, and I want, you know, GH to succeed, because that's best, you know, and because I am looking forward to AJ and whatever else they have, so. Steve chose to leave, and there's nothing we can do about it. You still there, Alicia?
Oh, my God, it's real. I didn't hang up on you. Okay, it's real idea. I didn't even press anything.
No, I'm sure she hung up on herself. Her phone probably hung up on her.
Oh, God, no, I feel bad. I feel bad because I didn't press anything or anything. Shit, now I feel bad.
Oh, shit. She must have dropped. Well, I guess I think I'm going to call it a night.
Okay, are you really going to call it a night, or are you going to see down your level while I'm that way? What about you, Sammy?
What?
Are you going to call it a night, or?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, what about you, Kathy?
I'm falling asleep.
Okay, well, I guess we will talk next week, but, you know. Thanks, you guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.